Okay, let's take 1033, please.
Request of Mike Summers to address council regarding houseless issues.
Morning.
Morning. I was here about a month and a half ago and was wearing a different hat than I'm going to put on today. There's a couple of issues that, you know, basically the federal government has weighed in on as far as, you know, how houseless people are criminalized. One was the Housing Bureau, Federal Housing HUD, has, you know, asked for municipalities to, if they want to continue the continuum of care money that they're getting from the federal government, that they would have to explain to the federal government how they planned to deal with the criminalization of homeless people. Mike, my question to you is, how would you answer that question? Is this, you know, this is a rampant thing going around the country. The other one I would like to talk about is the Department of Justice statement of interest in the case, I think it was Bell versus the city of Boise, Idaho, where I believe a bunch of homeless people brought suit to the city and it went to the Supreme Court or some, you know, higher court. This letter of interest is by no means binding for any municipality, but what it does do is frame, it makes clearer the framework where this can be challenged in a higher court for the criminalization of homeless people. In closing, I would like to also cite one other thing, and I can't remember right off the top of my head what the court case was that the Department of Justice used in framing their letter of interest. It was a court case that I believe it was in Los Angeles that the question was raised, how do you criminalize the behavior and not criminalize status? And what I mean by that is if a homeless person is breaking the law, how can you not criminalize the status of that breaking that law? Where another person that's not housed or that has a house could break the same law and not be criminalized on their status. And I'd like, you know, to you guys to ponder that question a little bit, because I do believe that, you know, criminalizing the houseless community is not only the wrong thing to do, it's the most expensive thing we're doing, that where if you can save that money from the criminalization and putting them in housing, we could, you know, maybe come up with another funding source for affordable housing. Thank you.
Thank you.